discussion.
I think this is the first week all season that you've not been listed on the injury report. Should we take that as a sign that you're feeling as good now as you have at any point?
I guess. I mean, I feel pretty good. And, you know, whatever the injury report says, it says. And that on it is pretty good, I guess.
You feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Sebastian, you'll probably get more J.J. Watt than anybody else, although I know he moves around a little bit. What are your thoughts heading into the game, going up against one of the best defensive players in the league?
Yeah, I mean, like you were saying, I think all of us are going to face him eventually. It's probably mostly on the right, between me and Dan, I guess. And I mean, he's a really good player. I mean, I think he has proven that with 20 and a half sacks or whatever he has in a regular season. And it's going to be a challenge. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to be excited to play in a playoff game, so are we. So I think every team is going to bring their best and, you know, hopefully we win.
Some of the experts say the best way to handle him is to keep him in close so he can't get his hands up so much and knock down passes. Is that a pretty good scouting report?
I don't know. I'm sure it depends on the play. You know, it's run, pass, or protection, whatever it is. But I'm sure you want to put somebody on him. You know, don't want to have him just run around and do what he does. But, you know, I guess we'll see how that goes.
Is there any particular style that you like to try and put upon him instead of just reacting to him?
Block him. You know, it's kind of in the way, I guess.
Sebastian, you didn't get to go to the NFL Combine, but you opened a lot of eyes at the UH Pro Day. I think your vertical that day was 36 or something. It was, and your bench press, I don't know how many reps you did. Did you think at some point the Texans would pick you? Or what were your thoughts on that? They'll be at UH.
No. I mean, I don't think, at least I didn't think, you know, you don't really have any expectations thinking about, you know, what team's going to pick you, but. You know, right now, obviously, we're concentrating on the playoffs, and we're happy we're in it now, and obviously facing the Texans now.
Phil said your biggest asset is you're smart. You're a quick study. You stepped right in right away and contributed, and now you're getting better every day. Is that how you see how you fit in up here?
I mean, I hope so. I think that's what we practice for. You don't want to, you know, repeat mistakes, and you want to better yourself as a player and you know, become good at what you do, and you know, I think that's just the mentality we have here. You know, I mean, you practice to get better, and we've been doing that since week one, and continue to do that now.
Sebastian, I think the first time we met you, you were just still learning the game at U of H. Kind of take us through that journey. I mean, has it been what you thought it would be, a football career?
I don't know. Obviously, I can't compare it to anything. Like I said, you kind of take it in stride, and. You know, you take it week by week, and you work towards, you know, the playoffs. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't compare it to anything. I don't know, so I don't really know what to expect. You just kind of work for this now.
Do you take anything from your time at U of H that you still apply with what you're doing?
I mean, I think it gets you a certain, like, baseline of football knowledge, you know, obviously. I continue to get better, and... You know, hoping to do that for the rest of my career, but I think it sets a certain baseline.
Can you speak about Stephen Ridley? He had a few fumble issues throughout the season. It's coming on a year now since he went through his fumble issues against the Broncos, sat out the rest of the postseason. How much trust do you have in a guy like that?
Well, we have all the trust in the world. You know, I mean, he's obviously a good football player. I don't know exactly how many yards he had, but a lot of them, you know, he runs hard, and, you know, I'm glad he's playing for us, and we got him.
Have you noticed throughout practice Bill Belichick putting Vaseline or powder or any crazy things on the ball to help him with his ball security? He says Bill Belichick has, but from your perspective, have you seen any of that?
I haven't seen it, but I'm glad I don't have to handle the ball with that. So, you know, kind of stay away from the athletic stuff, I guess.
There was a string of weeks, I think continues into this weekend, where it was a massive test for the offensive line, whether it was great pass rushers or great interior players from an opponent. Do you feel like, you know, obviously the sack totals, for example, would suggest you guys have really held up your end of the bargain. Do you feel prepared? Do you feel confident going into this week because of what you guys have been able to accomplish so far this season?
Yeah, I mean, we had some sick challenges, and like you were saying, I mean, this week is no different. I mean, we have good pass rushers, good run defenders, and you know, I mean, again, I think that's what you practice for. And, you know, you take the games as experience and hopefully you learn something from it, from what you did well, what you maybe didn't do so well. And then you try to carry that over. And, you know, that's our goal for this week.
Did Coach break out the racquetball rackets this week to simulate J.J. Watt and the guys knocking down passes?
I didn't pay attention to that, but I'm sure he did. You know, I mean, it's hard to simulate a guy like that, I guess, but whatever it takes.
So the rackets were there this week? Or
like I said, I don't, you know, deal with the ball and throwing the ball, so I'm sure it's somewhere there.
How would you assess the confidence level of the team, especially after the first game versus the Texans this year?
That wouldn't be, you know, our baseline for that. You know, I mean, I think we approached the playoff season as a totally different season. And, you know, you learn certain things from what they did, what we did. But, you know, I mean, obviously I think we practice well and we feel good about ourselves and hopefully put that in good work on Sunday. But, you know, I think we're, you know, confident and we worked hard, but I don't think the first game had anything to do with it.
What impressed you the most about Watt in that first matchup?
I mean, it's hard to pinpoint one thing. I think, obviously, just physically looking at him, you know, I mean, he's a playmaker out there. And, I mean, just stat-wise, obviously, he's bringing it. But also, you know, he can do a lot of different things. Sacks, swatting the ball, running, stopping the run, stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a well-rounded package.
You feel like you did a good job against him? You didn't give up any sacks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure things we can do better. And, I mean, he's still an impact player, and it's hard to contain a guy like that. But I think all five of us and have to do a good job, and, you know, we will.
Sebastian, remembering back, you were originally a tight end at the University of Houston. Did you think you should be a Rob Gronkowski type, or do you think the move to tackle was beneficial?
I mean, look at me. I don't think you want to see me on a post pattern. You know, good and, you know, with clothes and a little rough out there.
Sebastian, Coach uses war references. He talked about being in a foxhole on Wednesday, and today he was talking about Navy SEALs. For somebody that's not from this country, does he share that stuff behind the scenes with you, and do you understand it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's too complicated to, you know, understand certain references. But, I mean, yeah, I didn't grow up in a military family or anything like that. But, I mean, there's certain similarities out there, and, you know, some of it you can't apply. And, you know, I mean, but it's we're in a certain routine. You know, we prepare and, you know, I guess can't be scared out there.
Anything else, guys?
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.